What it do, it's your boy LK Hodge.
And you already know it's D-Ward.
And we're back with another Mental Stimulation Podcast.
I know y'all been waiting.
It's been a while.
It's been a hiatus. It's all right. We back.
So I like to start off with some updates. Let's hear what's new in your life. Let's hear what's new in my life. What's been happening throughout these weeks? It's been nearly a month since we last released the podcast. So let's
It's been a while. Shout out to your boy, me, again. I've made some moves in the voiceover industry, so I'm a part of different voice agencies now. I wouldn't say I made it, but you know, I definitely have my foot in the door now. So I'm with a talent agency in UK called VOM, Voiceover Market.
You're actually with them?
Yeah, I'm like a featured voiceover talent for them.
Interesting.
I'm also with VOA, which is in Miami, and I'm also a part of Killer Spots. So I haven't had any scripts or any type of jobs just yet with that, but it's coming. I'm going to do some work for Dillard. I spoke with Mr. Charles. I'm going to do some work with them. Possibly for their performing arts shows. And I'm also going to do, like, you know, his recordings for his phone when he's trying to, have people that call him and set appointments and whatnot. And I'm going to do some more work for another company, some voiceover work for, like, it's called Rocket something. I know it's one of our coworkers, Shavanya Daniels. Shout out to her. And other than that, these podcasts are popping. We getting a lot of listeners, so.
Yeah, we did. We're now over 200 plays, hey, so that's a great
clap
thing.
Clap for that. Round of applause.
So when it comes to me, my updates are very, very, I mean, it's not much. One update is I just traded in my 2016 car for a 2019 car, so I'm up there now with cars as far as, like, being current with them. I traveled to D.C. recently, so I got to see another area besides my own area. So D.C. was it was cold as fuck. It was cold as fuck. it was cold. And in South Florida, it's not really that cold. I mean, the coldest it got this year probably was like in the low 50s. In D.C., I think the lowest it was like in the 30s. So it was like cold. And maybe even in the 20s. I don't really remember, but I know it was cold as fuck. That's about it. I mean,
well, we know you spent some money.
Yeah, I spent some money between getting this damn car in D.C. So, yeah.
And yeah, that sounds expensive. Sounds very expensive.
Extremely expensive. But yeah, that's pretty much my updates. I look forward to more great things in the future.
Great things are coming. Just stay tuned.
Now, talking about getting this new car is going to lead into our next topic, or our topic of the podcast today. People pleasing is that topic that we're going to talk about. So let me just start off with how that ties into our topic as far as me getting the car and people pleasing. I went to the dealership to get service on my vehicle. As I was getting service, the salesman came out to me and he said, "Hey, you ever thought about getting a later version of your car?" I said,
"Cause I didn't get you."
I did think about it. But, you know, I'm not too sure. He said, "Oh, just come on. Let's look around a bit." I'm like, I'm just here for service. He's like, "No, just come on. Come with me. Let's look over." I said, "Okay." So we walk over to the other side of the lot. And he's showing me different RAV4s 2019. He shows me the XLE and the LE. Mind you, the XLE, that's a nice ass car. Like, it's nice as fuck. It's a push to start. They have the sunroof and, you know, it has a lot of cool features. The LE now, on the other hand, doesn't have the sunroof. It's not push to start. But it has some of the same features, similar features. So he's showing me them. He's letting me drive around. And I'm like, I like it. But, you know, I don't think I want to get it today. "Oh, no, we could just run your credit. We could see what you can do, da, 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 da." And I'm like, I don't know, though. Like, let's come on in. So I go inside the office with him. And he's doing the whole credit check and doing the whole quotes and stuff. So he gives me an amount that's like maybe about $150 more than what I'm currently paying on my car now. And I told him, "No, that's too much. Like, no, I'm not doing that." He says, okay, let me see what I can do for you. He goes to talk to his boss. He comes back. He drops the 50, and now it's like 100. I'm like, no, that's too much. He's like, okay, are you willing to put something down on it? I'm like, maybe 3,000. And that was just me trying to get him to leave me alone so that I don't have to do it at all. So he goes and he said, okay, with a 3,000, I can get you down to this. So he drops the price. It's now like, maybe he dropped by like another 50. I'm like, no, I can't do that. Thinking that he's going to say no. Thinking he's going to just drop it. Oh, man. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to see what I can do. He comes back. He gets it down to a decent price. And I'm like, damn, now I got to really come out of pocket and pay this $3,000 because what else can I tell this guy? And the thing is, I'm strong enough to tell somebody no. But at the same time, I kind of did wanted a newer car. And it's like, you know, you have this person that's pressuring you and telling you you should do this, you should do that. It's like, maybe let's give it a try. And there you have it. I ended up in a new car.
You ended up with a new car, but not on your terms.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah, basically.
Kind of, sort of. Like. People pleasing.
People pleasing.
People pleasing.
It's dangerous.
Because I accommodated his feelings more than I accommodated my own feelings. Mm-hmm. I accommodated him and his, you know, I don't want to say pushiness because he wasn't, I don't consider it pushy, but his... You know, his, what word am I looking for?
Aggressive approach.
Not even aggressive approach. More so.
I think that's aggressive.
His persistence in getting me to say okay. Yes. Because he wouldn't take no as the answer. He just kept going and going and going and going. And it's like, let me just do it. Let me go ahead and do it.
You know what's the worst part about people pleasing? Those emotions afterwards. Because those emotions or those thoughts, those feelings, they start to overwhelm you. Because it's mm-hmm. like, damn it, I did not want to do that. Or I could have did something different, or I could have did something better. So people pleasing, you have to be very careful with that. You know, I'm a Virgo, so it's in our nature to worry.
You love zodiac signs.
I do. I love being a Virgo.
I'm a Taurus.
Shout out to Taurus. Hey, shout out to
it's our season though. Next month.
Oh yeah, that's coming up. But I'm a natural warrior. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Warrior, not warrior. Warrior.
I have anxiety sometimes.
Okay, there you go.
So, with that, you know, I always think about what I could have did better, or what I could have said differently, or what I could have did differently. And, you know, with those thoughts, you have to be very careful with how you treat yourself, because. It's okay to change your mind. Sometimes we feel like we can't allow our minds to change. And sometimes people influence that change. It's okay. That's why people are here. You know, everybody can't think the same. Everybody can't do everything the same. But when it comes to pleasing others versus pleasing yourself, you really have to know what you want in the beginning, in the first place. You know, mm-hmm. be real with yourself. Understand yourself, you know. Before you go into trying to buy that new car, you know, do you actually need to spend money on that right now? Is that a financial, you know, decision or the best financial decision for you at the moment? You know, sometimes you just be wanting some retail therapy because you just want some new shit.
Maybe that's what it was.
Maybe that's what it was.
Maybe you know, that's what it was.
Material will do that to you. Material will make you feel like I'm the shit for a moment. And then it's like after you had it for a moment, it's like, damn it. Don't want this damn car because like now it's an extra payment. I'd have lost some money, even though you could probably replace that money if you right. did some type right. of had some type of strategy. But you got to be careful with people pleasing. Me, a personal thing with me, I worry about others.
Mm.
So I feel like others should do things, or I would say I have expectation that others should do things a certain way. They should respond in a certain kind of way. I don't put that pressure on people that they should do that, but I have in the back of my mind, this is probably how you're going to do it, and this is how you should do it. Once again, that's that Virgo in me. And with that, you know, I try to please others with my actions, basically, because I want to respond the way I think people should think I should respond. You know, sometimes I don't like talking to people, but people will come to me. And they want to talk, especially in the moment when I'm not in the mood to talk. And it's like, you know what? I'm going to just swallow my pride. I'm going to sit here and listen. But sometimes I'm not attentive to what they're saying because it's like I don't want to talk. But And you know, you can really tell, and people can sense your vibe too. I read something about your eyes. There's a certain way your eyes look when you're really not into what somebody's trying to say or what they're doing. So it's like, I really try to focus on making sure my eyes and my focus is like on that person, because I don't want them to really know I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to hear what you have to say right now.
Is that, sorry.
No, I was just going to say, but sometimes, you know, I feel like I want to talk too. So it's like, I want somebody to be attentive when I'm ready to talk, but I'm just not ready to talk as often as most people. That's just me.
So now that you said that, it's making me wonder that when we're having a conversation and I'm speaking, that are you actually attentive and listening? Because sometimes, you just told me. And listen, it's funny because now I'm thinking about it. I remember back when we was young, you saw like your attention span is very low.
It's very short.
I have ADD. You can't guarantee.
I definitely have ADD.
I don't know if you remember when you said you can't guarantee if you're listening or not, but you'll try your best to listen.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's...
that's real shit. I'm going to try my best to listen because, like, I just don't... I'm not in the zone right now to hear what you have to say. And trust me, I'm going to hear you. But that doesn't always mean I'm listening. Like,
right.
I'm a professional listener. I can listen. Well, I can hear everything you're saying, but I didn't hear anything at all.
Like, so you're a professional hearer? Hearer.
No, I'm a professional listener. I like listener better. Listener sounds better.
Okay.
But yeah, that's just me. You know, I'm not trying to be rude, but it's just sometimes you're just not in a, your energy or your vibe just is not kind of just in the, I guess, in sync with what somebody else is saying or what they want to talk about or what they want to do at the moment. And that's totally fine. You know, I please people by basically sitting there and basically suffering for myself to make you feel comfortable, because that's, I feel like that's the life I was given. You know, sometimes I have to sit and listen to people, and I've accepted that.
Interesting.
Even though I don't like it.
That's very interesting. And even yesterday when I left the dealership, like, you would think, hey, I'm happy, I just got a new car. But it was like one of those things where it's like, did I make the right decision? Like, was I thinking straight? Like, was I in the correct financial situation at that time to make that decision? It's like, I kept thinking about this over and over and over. And it's like, a person would never have known that I got a new car because I didn't have the new car, like, excitement. It was more so like a, damn, was that a good decision I made? Like, was I supposed to do that?
Yeah, that's got to be tough, yo. Like, that's got to be, like, your mentality the whole time. You can't really enjoy what you have. Or you can't even enjoy what's going on right now at the moment because you didn't make that decision on your terms.
But what I can say is that today when I took my paperwork to work and I was going through it, it was like, okay, well, my decision wasn't that bad because, I mean, I can always make that money back. And it's like the terms and stuff that was in the paper is like, it wasn't bad. Like, my interest rate has dropped a lot, so it's like, it's not that bad. So yeah, that's a good thing.
And it's new shit. Who doesn't like new shit?
And it's a brand new car. Like, it was only 30,000 miles on it. Nobody ever driven it before. I guess the miles came from the test driving and shit they've been doing at the dealership. But yeah, it's a brand new car. Brand new car.
Hey, go get that brand new car, people. As long as you can afford it.
Right. Don't
yeah, don't do it if you can't.
Don't get repoed. Don't get backed up and all types of your payments. Just make sure you have the right finances.
Sounds familiar.
Why would you say that?
What? It does sound familiar.
How does it sound familiar?
It doesn't sound familiar for you and I, but it sounds
familiar.
How does it
sound familiar?
We've encountered people and it sounds familiar.
You're very rude.
I tell, look, sometimes the truth comes out. No, it does not. The truth comes out harsh.
I'm not going to engage
in
that.
It's the truth.
I'm not going to engage in that energy.
People get shit taken sometimes when they get it. It happens.
I'm going to direct my energy to the next thing I want to mention about people pleasing.
Let's do it.
You know, that was something I suffered with a lot in my early 20s.
Mm.
Like, there's a lot. And even, I don't want to say I suffer with it now, but it's like I deal with it now a little bit. But I deal with it better than I dealt with it back then. Because a lot of the times, I made decisions based off my friends and the people who I hung out with.
Oh, yeah.
Friends
definitely play a huge role in that.
You know, back then, the people we hung out with used to like going to clubs, bars, and just doing all types of shit every weekend, hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, sometimes I didn't want to do it. But it's like, you know, to accommodate my friends and the people I was around, it's like, let me just do this just so they won't feel like I'm being flawed. Just so they don't feel like I'm just, you know, throwing them to the side. Let me just do this. And it's like, my energy would be so off because I don't want to be here. But I'm here to accommodate the people around me.
I remember you mentioning that before in the past.
Yeah. And it was a friend of mine. She does videos on YouTube. Shout out to Jasmine. Hey, Unique. Unique.
Hey,
her name is.
Hopefully, she hears this.
Focused and Fabulous J. Focused and Fabulous. That's her name on YouTube. You can check her out. She has very, very positive messages. She's a very, very, very mindful person. Like, she's very intelligent in the mind.
And she needed to respond back to my message on Instagram.
She doesn't. She doesn't?
She didn't respond to me.
Okay, I'm gonna get her.
Get her.
So yeah, I remember about maybe 2 years ago, one of my friends had a surprise birthday party, and I was going through my own shit. Like, I didn't want to be around nobody. I wanted to be to myself. And it's like, it came to a point where it's like, the day of her party came, it's like, I don't want to go, because I know if I go there, my energy can be off. I don't want to be around nobody. I just don't want to go. And I was talking to Jasmine about it, and she said, if you don't want to go, just don't go. I'm like, but then again, I'm supposed to be friends with her. I'm her friend. Like, why can I not, like, what type of friend would not go to their friend's surprise party? Mm-hmm. She's like, but you got to remember, you're putting other people before you. If you don't feel like going somewhere, just don't go. And it took me until like the last hour before her party for me to say, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not going. Because if I would have went, my vibe would have been so off. It would have took off the attention from her party and people coming to me. Why you're so distant? Why you not talking? Why you not engaging? And I didn't want that type of attention to be given to me in that moment. I wouldn't want to take off the attention of her celebrating her birthday for me being, you know, in a mood where I don't want to be around nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's something that happens. And you know, that's how I got better when it came to people pleasing. Like, I just really took that moment right there helped me put myself before another person.
That's definitely important. I remember you told me one time, a friend told you, I'm not going to make myself uncomfortable just to make someone comfortable.
Mm.
So I definitely feel you on that, because you will find yourself trying to accommodate others or trying to do things to please people. But I mean, are you pleasing them or are you pleasing yourself? You know, who is more important to you? Pleasing these people? And sometimes people can be family. They can be friends. They can be really close people that you have relationships with.
Mm.
But you got to understand, in order for you to be the best you around them, you got to understand that you got to please yourself first.
And you know how hard it is. Sometimes it's very, very hard for me to say no to people. It's so hard for me to say no. The thing is with me, people don't realize this about me. Like, I'm a very, 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 even though my core, like, it's core inside. No, your core is your inside. Sorry. My outer shell. Mm-hmm. My outer shell may come off as so tough and don't give a fuck and, like, you know, I don't care. Inside my core, like, I'm a very, very, like, sentimental person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm very sentimental. Like,
I can agree with that.
It hurts me to say no to somebody. Like, I know, like, because I know if a person needs something. Say, like, for example, say one of my friends need a ride somewhere. Let's say that. For me to say no would hurt me because it would hurt me to tell them no, because it's like, damn, what if they look at me like as a bad person? Like, what if, like, you know, I'm sorry, that plane is
yeah, rude.
That's why I stopped, because I can't even get my thought out because the plane is, anywho.
Rude-ass plane, taking trips and shit. Who getting flued out?
I don't know. Is it city? Let me stop. But yeah, it hurts me to say no, because, like, I think about how others view me sometimes. Like, okay, well, am I being a bad person? Being that, you know, maybe I may be tired. I really don't feel like leaving the house. Am I being a bad person by saying no? It's like, that shit hurts sometimes. Mm-hmm. So it's very hard for me to say no to people sometimes. And I'm currently learning how to say no and being okay with it and not, you know, focusing on the other person and how they feel about my decision.
Mm. I have the perfect response to that. Ricky Smiley said this, and I live by this. My no comes with no explanation. I don't have to explain why I said no. Sometimes I'm just not in the position to tell you yes, and that's okay. What you just said made me realize, too, you have to be careful how you treat yourself. Listen again. Be careful how you treat yourself when it comes to others. You'll get so caught up in, like, I don't want to disappoint this person. I don't want this person to be hurt. But who's really hurt? You know, it's like, you can live with yourself. If no was really the answer that you wanted to give, like, genuinely, that's what you really did not want to do, or that's not what you wanted to say at the moment. No is okay for you. And sometimes your no for yourself is not okay with others. And you have to be okay with that. So be careful how you treat yourself. Your no comes with no explanation. It doesn't have to come with an explanation because it's your no. You don't have to please everybody. You can't please everybody. You're going to go crazy trying to.
And I feel like it drove me damn near crazy sometimes.
Of course. It's going to always drive you crazy trying to please somebody else.
I lost friends for saying no. Oh, yeah. You're going to lose friends. I lost friends for saying no. And it's like,
you rather lose friends or your mind?
Shit, I'd rather lose friends. Exactly. But it's like, looking back in the moment, it's like, it kind of bothered me. But now that I'm older, it's like, you wasn't my friend to begin with. Because it's like, who gets upset and who feels some type of way when a person cannot be there for you in the moment? Especially if y'all don't have no type of vow or marriage vow or something like that. Now, marriage vow, I can more so understand.
If I'm your husband, then I need to be there. Because I vowed under God that I was going to be there.
But just,
I ain't make no vow for God for all y'all other people. I don't care.
Just a platonic friendship. For me to lose a friend because I couldn't let you, you know, I don't want to put this because I couldn't let you get me to say yes. That was petty. That was petty. There's no other way to put it. It was petty, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. And, you know, people not going to like it. That's just what it is. Like, you have to be okay with that. You have to be, listen, nobody owes you anything. And you damn sure don't owe nobody anything. That's how I feel. I don't like that entitled feeling like somebody has to. Even if I am your friend, even if I am your family, I have my own shit to deal with sometimes. Right. And I can't be there for you 100% of the time. And there's some people out there that really would want to soak up your energy for their time, knowing damn well. And they probably know exactly what you're going through at the moment. And they still want you to be there. They still want you to do things for them. They still want you to say what they want to hear. Once again, they want you to say what they want to hear because they really don't give a damn what you got to say in the first place. But if you say something that they want to hear, oh, then they all ears. That's got to be careful how you invest your energy in people, man. Some people ain't always there for you, or they're not always there, you know, for your well-being.
And
they want you there for their well-being, you know. And it's like, you got to understand and really know the difference for yourself.
And that kind of made me think of another topic that we can like tie in with this, like people who only contact you when they need something.
Oh,
like people.
Oh,
you only contact
somebody upset with that one.
Yeah, and I hate that. Like, I really hate when a person only contact you when they need something. Like, and the thing is, they come with a little small talk before it. Like, and you know, a favor or something coming up. Hey, how you doing? Da 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 da. And then the favor comes. It's like, what are you doing?
How
like
your family who, doing? How they doing?
Right. Oh. It's like, what are you doing? I haven't heard from you in this amount of time. Like, now you can hit me up for this.
Oh, I need some money. That's how people are. They suck. People suck sometimes. Listen, if you contact my phone and I haven't heard from you in a while, most likely I'm not answering.
How you know this person not calling you just to have casual talk? Like,
I don't know, and I don't have to know.
Ward, it's been a while since we last talked.
Like, text me. Let me know.
So they got to text you.
Yeah, text me first. Because if you call, I'm not answering. I have a sister. I haven't heard from in a while. And when I decided to pick up the phone one time, she asked me for $100. Nah. After that, when she called a text, I didn't respond. Yes, that's my sister. You probably thinking it to yourself, oh, that's your sister. You damn right that was my sister. No, I'm not answering. Don't. I haven't heard from you in a while. Don't call me asking for $100. I'm not saying that maybe she didn't need that. She probably did. But I feel like if you bold enough or selfish enough to not contact me at all, when I do finally hear from you, you want to ask for money.
And that's a lot of money. $100.
That's a lot of money. That's a damn bill.
I haven't heard from you in a while. That's a lot.
Damn bill. You ask for $100. Even if I gave you that $100, guess what? You're going to call me again for something else.
Yeah.
Because now I open the door for you to ask me more shit. Exactly. And I know. I'm not explaining, no. I just won't respond.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that. But I would more so understand if your sister was to call and say, like, let me get, like, $20 or something. But $100 I haven't heard from you in a while, that's a bit much.
Exactly. You in trouble. Somebody looking for you. And they going to get you because I'm not helping. I'm not helping.
You're so dumb.
I'm just real. I tell the truth.
Well, you heard it here first, talking about people pleasing and how people pleasing can have different effects on you. To me, pleasing people have more cons than pros.
A lot of cons. A lot. Who's more important, you or them? And sometimes them can be important because sometimes it might be your parents. You know, parents are important. sometimes, but you have your own problems, and parents have to understand that.
As always, you can follow me on social media, lk.hodge. I have the Twitter page, lk_hodge. You can check out the website, the blog website, mentalstimulation.org. I think that's it. I always do this at the end, but I think that's it.
Yeah, y'all keep following. You told Mental Stimulation, right? Mental Stimulation Podcast.
On IG?
No,
but you can follow Mental Stimulation Podcast on IG.
Yeah, do that.
Thank you, Ward.
You're welcome.
No, you're welcome.
I'm very welcome. Thank you.
You are. You very are.
You don't have to please me, sir. You can go ahead and end the show.
Thank you. Hey, speaking of please me, Cardi B and Bruno Mars, they just released a song called Please Me.
Please me, baby. Turn around and just tease me, baby. Hey, that song funkin'. Shout out that R&B vibe. I like it.
Are you going to end it or?
It's your show. You end it.
I just gave my stuff. Are you going to give your stuff or that's
this
it?
This is D-Ward. Follow me on Instagram at D-WardVO. Holla.
And we're out.